Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rolling along on a Monday. Yeah, Chambers keeping the pace up. Paul Savage, yours truly, trying to keep pace. Not easy to do. Not easy at all.
Yeah, you're
OTD
right.
Coming up in about 15 minutes. Brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents. Paul, what about everything Friday at the trade deadline? What in the hell got into the Chicago Cubs and, to a degree, the Washington Nationals as well? Can you make any sense of this?
Well, both those teams, correct me if I'm wrong, have been pretty good in the last few years, haven't they? Even to the point. I mean, not bad. I don't know, but I can tell you this. If I was a Cubs fan or I was a Washington Nationals fan, I can tell you right now, I'm upset. I don't like this. This is not who we are. This is not what we do. We get players. We don't trade our players. And particularly when you start trading a guy – you know, a pitcher like Scherzer or some
Max Scherzer,
or some hitters.
Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber in Boston. I'm fine.
Oh, well,
I'm
guess
fine
you
with
would
that.
Be.
But I mean, you know, that,
but
that's
yeah. No, that's
but,
what I make.
But this,
of this
is a cross between. But this is a cross between business, trying to stock your team. You know, it's odd, but the Cubs. I couldn't believe the Cubs on Friday sitting there watching that unfold right up till the deadline on Friday, one after another. My God, you're talking about Chris Bryant and he was the last one, but Javi Baez and Anthony Rizzo and Craig Kimbrell and, you know, well, crazy, just absolutely nuts. All of these guys heading off to other places. It was shocking to me. Absolutely shocking.
Well, I mean, particularly, I am sympathetic to Chicago Cubs fans. I mean, when you see Baez and Rizzo and Bryant, all three of them go. I mean, these aren't just schlubs. These guys are players. These guys are difference makers. And when you see three of them go, now I guess I could understand one going and I would have to gulp on two, but you know, three is like, why don't you just slap the fan base in the face? I mean, that's sort of what this does to me. And do I sound like I'm taking it personally? Yes, I'm taking it personal for Cubs fans because they're frustrated. Mm. Listen, I know I have friends who are Cubs fans, and it's personal. It's a lot of them are stunned, literally stunned.
If you're a season ticket holder, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah. Well,
now,
so,
of course, you can make the argument that the Cubs have got to kind of reinvent themselves. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what the front office says is, hey, you know, we need to reinvent ourselves. And, you know, we got one title out of this, but that's all we've gotten. Mm-hmm. And, okay. I mean, That I guess is part of the deal, but
yep. And you know what rubs salt in the wound? I guess you probably saw yesterday Rizzo, Baez, and Bryant. All three of those guys homered with their teams. They got traded to.
Yeah,
all three of them in the first.
Well,
game,
Rizzo's homered in consecutive games
right,
for the Yankees,
right?
And then Bryant and Baez, all three of them homered in their first game.
They all, yeah, they
since
all did.
Yeah, since, yeah, since being let go.
Isn't
yeah,
that, I mean,
absolutely.
Just, I mean, you talk about salt in the wound. That is salt in the wound right there, my friend. But anyway, I found that fascinating.
Let's go to the,
yeah, go ahead.
Let's go to the phones and see what Dave has for us. 869-1240. Dave, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Hi. Longtime Dodger fan since 1955, actually. And
attaboy.
I know Seager's been out, but he's back. Why would they want to go get Trey Turner is my question.
Well, because you can never have enough, right?
I mean, at the end of the day... Those are two all-star shortstops.
Well, I mean, at some point, one will be used as capital, and they'll do something with them. But at this particular point, they're kind of – the Dodgers are one of those teams that have the luxury of making sure that you have good people behind good people. And I think my guess is that's probably where they are right now.
Well, why did the Dodgers go get Duffy?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a left-handed pitcher that can make spot starts. That's valuable.
Well,
Scherzer makes total sense. Yeah, that one. Those. Yeah, I hear you on Turner. It's curious. But Seager's been. How many games has he missed this year?
I think they said he's been out 65 games.
Yeah, he's been out a ton. So how much? So, I mean, I'm not sure that you trust that at this particular point. That would be my guess without understanding the whole brain trust. But what I've read out of LA is that they've got a guy that they have confidence in that you can plug and play because you're going to be in a pennant race. You're the Dodgers. The Giants, Dodgers, and Padres are going to play right now. Although the Padres now, if Fernando Tatis is gone and ends up having to have shoulder surgery, that's huge. That is huge for that baseball team, which split 2-4 games over the weekend with Colorado, for God's sakes. So we'll have to see what happens.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I hear you. But, yeah, Seager's just missed so much time that if you can get and they're like the Dodgers – the Dodgers have deep, deep pockets, so it doesn't make any difference to them in the grand scheme of things. They just go get another guy. It's kind of how it works.
Must be nice.
869-1240.
Must be nice
well,
to have
no question.
Money, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, well, yeah, you're right about that.
Go do what you want to do on those kind of things. It's nice, isn't it?
Steve checks in on the Cubs. What's going on, Steve-O?
Just a quick note. As a longtime Cubs fan since the mid-'80s, I think what happened at the trade deadline was an incredibly savvy move by the front office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That core trio of guys, while they were beloved for what they brought in the last several years, that trio, for whatever reason, wasn't able to produce what everybody thought they would. And at some point, you got to take a step backward to take two forward. They would have risked, the Cubs front office would have risked signing none of them after the season and getting nothing in return. And if they truly still wanted to sign him, this is a 2-month rental to other teams. They can still go sign him in the off season. Maybe some of those conversations have already been had behind closed doors. We don't know. But to at least get some prospects at the risk of getting nothing, I think was an incredibly savvy deal.
I agree. I think the Cubs move actually makes sense to me from a standpoint of you had three guys. And I'm not alleging that any of them were cancerous in the clubhouse. I'm not saying that at all. But clearly, whatever had been working for the Cubs in years past hasn't been working this year. Chemistry issues, and sometimes thinning the herd can be a good thing if you're willing to put up with the pain of when you return to it. So they're picking up prospects. And if you hit on one or two of them, good. That's nice. Continue to develop your farm system and realize that you're probably a non-factor. Although in that division right now, I mean, the division is interesting that St. Louis has kind of backed off a little bit. They haven't had the type of year that they were expected to have, especially with the addition of Nolan Arenado. That hasn't quite worked out in St. Louis. The season is still there for them, but it hasn't quite worked out. Cincinnati is an improving baseball team, and Milwaukee's pretty damn solid. So the Cubs could get back fairly quickly. The Cardinals could get back fairly quickly. But obviously, the chemistry wasn't working out in Chicago. And so I think that you're right. And Dave, as a Cubs fan, I think that, or Steve, excuse me, as a Cubs fan, I think that you're probably feeling okay about things. It's like, okay, we weren't really going anywhere anyway. Why not try something different? Why not try to build for the future and pick up as much currency as you possibly could? I sat around slack-jawed that the Rockies didn't trade Trevor Story at the break. And Story has had a little bit of an off season, but he's an all-star caliber player, still in his 20s with power, gold glove defensive skills that will not re-sign with the Colorado Rockies, plain and simple. Will not re-sign with them. They'll give him a qualifying offer in the off season, and will go get a compensatory pick for him. That's all they're going to get for Trevor Story, a compensatory pick for a team that is pretty thin throughout their farm system. I thought it was just a horrible move. The Cubs made a bold move and got plenty in return.
Well,
got multiple prospects for all three players.
I wouldn't have traded Chris Bryant. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't have.
Well, why?
Well, because he's still got.
Think seriously,
why? I understand the possibilities of not signing him. I guess that's, you know, I look at that and I don't know. Chris Bryant is that one guy out of that trade that I wouldn't have done. But I mean, I get it. I understand. But
liked Javi Lopez. I mean, the guy that I liked was Javi Baez.
Yeah, Javi Baez.
I thought Javi Baez, young player still, really good upside, great power. He's kind of a streaky player, but man, he can. That dude can rake.
Right. Yeah.
Can absolutely rake. I mean, Chris Bryant, people forget Chris Bryant's still only 29 years of age.
That's right.
But Paul, he's, you know, I mean, he's at
multiple all-star.
But 2020, he's hit 206, 267, 267, 250. He hasn't driven in more than 52 runs during that stretch. Hasn't hit more than 15 home runs, 19 home runs during that stretch. I think Chris Bryant was expendable. I mean, his heavy lifting has come early in his career. Second year at the age of 24 in 2016, he was MVP, don't forget. 39 home runs, 102 RBI. Hasn't come anywhere close to that since then. He had 29 and 73 in 2017, 13 homers in 2018. 31 home runs in 2019 as an all-star, drove in 77. And he's had injury issues. Hasn't been as available in the last few years as he had been. So, I mean, I hear you on Chris Bryant, but Chris Bryant is not the same player that he once was.
Well, Cub Nation upset a little bit. I can tell you that.
They were shocked.
Shocked may be a better way of looking at it. Yeah,
they were shocked.
Shocked is a better word, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to a little OTD, a little George Brett sighting on this day in sports history, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents. We're back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.